Hannah and Raven have already read the entire internet before you've even had coffee. Here's what's trending.
This is when we go ahead and take a look at the stories that are out there floating around right now that you really wouldn't give the time of day to read the entire story. But, you know, the headlines got you curious enough. Let's start with a man in bear suit walking from San Francisco to Los Angeles there. Mr. Sean is in the room today. You would think that it'd probably be something noble, right? Charity or something like that. Nope, turns out, Sean, that Jesse Larios is walking 400 miles for really no reason that he can think of whatsoever.
It was an impulsive decision for sure. I didn't plan it out, but I had to like the basics down, you know. I was like, okay, cool, I'm going to walk.
The basics down means that he's going to walk.
That sounds incredibly hot.
It's a guy in a bear suit, one of those huge mascot type heads, you know, walking 400 miles there. I guess at this point he's got a GoFundMe set up, and now they've kept around $7,000. He says when he gets to his destination, he'll actually take an online poll and decide where he should donate the money. But at this point, really no mission whatsoever. Here's a crazy woman who thought that it would be a good idea to expose her family to this nonsense.
I wanted to see what it was about, so I loaded up the kids, my mom and my sister, and we found them. It's cool that the kids got to see this because, you know, that's a far walk from LA to San Francisco.
I mean, it's cool that they got to see that this guy is walking really far. I gotta tell you, some of the video, terrifying of this story. When I was pulling these clips here, it's terrifying because it's a guy walking within feet of traffic, and you know, there's cars roaring by, and they have no care in the world as to what's going on. I mean, this guy could get hit. It's terrifying to me, really. Second story up here, Sasquatch baby being carried across river. So a man has apparently in England filmed what he believes to be a Sasquatch crossing a river with a baby Sasquatch in its arms. There's no real audio except for him going, "Look closer. I think I got it."
Raven, do you believe in the Sasquatch?
See, that's
hot
a tricky.
Here.
Here's a tricky question because, I mean, I would say to myself, number one, you would have seen it. All right. Obviously, there'd be film. There'd be that out there. At the same time, I believe in aliens and we can't get a video that's locked down for that either, too. So I don't want to be a hater. If I was sleeping in the woods in the Pacific Northwest and I was hearing sounds in the jungle at night, which no doubt I would, I'd be terrified.
Yeah.
I'll put it that way. And good news, Van Leeuwen, the custom ice cream maker that was sold out last week of their mac and cheese flavor that they launched with Kraft in order of International Mac and Cheese Day. It might sound gross to you, but it's back in stock here. Here is one gentleman, Jim Prey, talking about his exposure with it.
We are living in the last days. I know the Bible said a lot of things were going to happen, but the Bible forgot to mention they were going to turn macaroni and cheese into ice cream.
I'm not sure if it's the end of the world, but it might be the beginning of the end of the world, right? Where they're making whole meals in ice cream form.
There are just some things that should not be ice cream flavors, and I'm going with mac and cheese. That shouldn't be one.
Here's Amy Prey. She is a food reporter talking about it for Food Magazine.
I kind of offered to try it as a lab rat. It is definitely cheesy. It's a little funky, a little salty, a little sweet. It's a lot better than you think it's going
to
be.
I guess that's an answer to order some now, because again, it's back in stock. You can check that out for yourself. That's what's trending.